And now for the WGXC News, this is Pierce reporting from the newsroom. WPDH reported the Dutchess County Department of Health Friday, January 30th, confirmed a case of measles at Bard College. The person with the disease took Amtrak train number 120 on Sunday, January 25th, from New York Penn Station to Albany. Health department officials urge anyone who traveled on the train who is not immune to the disease to contact their doctor if they develop a fever. They are also advising anyone who may have been exposed and is experiencing symptoms to contact a doctor or emergency room before arrival, because measles is highly contagious. Bard did notify their campus. There have been two other measles cases in New York City this year. John Mason reported in the Register Star, a lodging tax on bread and breakfasts in Hudson will be the formal topic of discussion when the Finance and Legal Committees of the Hudson Common Council meet for a joint public hearing February 12th. While some aldermen believe the proposed tax on short-term rentals would help to keep poverty taxes down and grow the economy, others, owners of bed and breakfasts, are saying it will put them at an unfair advantage with short-term rental services. The proposal would levy a 4% tax on B&B rooms on top of an 8% sales tax or state sales tax for a total of 12%. William J. Kemble reported in the Daily Freeman, State Public Service Commission officials will hold a public information session and comment period Wednesday, February 4th, on a proposed overhaul of regulations governing electricity production and distribution. The meeting will be held 6 p.m. in Kingston City Hall, council members at 420 Broadway. State officials are seeking to give utilities an easier regulatory route for bringing alternative energy sources online while giving customers more say in rules governing utilities. Rules proposed for revisions would include changing how utilities determine revenues to avoid swaying customers away from alternative energy, changing the rate structure paid by customers. Audrey Maddett reported in the Daily Mail, the town of Caro has begun the process of applying for $400,000 in community development block grant funding. The federal pass-through funds are used for grants to assist low and moderate income homeowners and make non-cosmetic repairs for their homes. Town Supervisor Tan Banta said, it's a great opportunity for income-eligible residents to get necessary repairs done on their home. Acceptable repairs under the program include roof replacement, foundation, and structural improvements, heating and hot water replacement upgrades for windows and insulation, and other repairs. A number of resident applications are required in order for the town to apply for funding. The application deadline is February 27th, 2015. Information is available by calling 518-943-6700. Once again, the number is 518-943-6700. Applications are available at Caro Town Hall, the Caro Public Library, and Caro Branch of Bank of Greene County. The Catskill Police is reporting on its Facebook page the parking plan for snow removal in the village of Catskill begins at 8 p.m. Sunday, February 1st. All vehicles should be parked on the outside of the street from 8 p.m. Sunday until 8 a.m. Monday. Vehicles should be parked on the even side of the village streets from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday. Vehicles should continue to switch sides of the street every 12 hours until the snow emergency has been canceled. Parking enforcement will remain in effect until a snow removal from village streets. Also effective Sunday, February 1st from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. Parking is not permitted on Main Street from Green Street to Summit Avenue each evening to ensure that Main Street is one of the first streets to be cleared of snow. Residents who usually park on Main Street should utilize the municipal parking lots. Any offending vehicle will be ticketed and towed at the owner's expense. For information, you can contact the Catskill Police Department at 943-2244. And Mayor William H. Hallenbeck Jr. has declared a snow emergency in the city of Hudson effective until 8 p.m. Sunday, February 1st. Beginning at 8 p.m. Sunday, all cars must be parked on the even side of the street. Parking is prohibited on the odd side of the street for 24 hours beginning at 8 p.m. Monday, February 2nd, all vehicles must be moved to the odd side of the street and remain there for 16 hours until noon. Tuesday, February 3rd, when the snow emergency ends. Snow removal will take place from midnight, Wednesday, February 4th, on and into Friday, February 6th. Residents are to follow posted snow removal signage. Sidewalks on Warren Street must be shoveled to the curb within 12 hours after the storm is over, and within 24 hours for the rest of the city. For more information, you can read online at cityofhudson.org. And now for the weather. Today, snow, mainly before 5 p.m. The snow could be heavy at times, with a high near 23 degrees. A chance of precipitation is 100%. New snow accumulation of 5 to 9 inches possible. Monday night, a chance of snow, mainly before 9 p.m. Cloudy, then gradual becoming cloudy, with a low around 3 degrees. Wind chill values as low as negative 8 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 40%. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And for the next 3 days, Tuesday, it is partly sunny with a high near 19 degrees. Wind chill values as low as negative 8 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low near 12 degrees. Wednesday, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a high near 32 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a low around 14 degrees. Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 21 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around negative 5 degrees. And the sunrise today was at 7:06 a.m. and the sunset today will be at 5:11 p.m., making the length of the day 10 hours and 4 minutes. And this is Pierce reporting from the WGXC newsroom.